It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
If it's your first time hearing me, I'd like to tell you something you may not have known. You are a child of God, and I want you to understand that your father is an excited father. God is always very excited, and he loves his children to be excited. Every day of your life, God wants your day to be blissful, full of joy, full of blessings. It doesn't even matter what goes on around you. It's irrelevant. Because nothing that goes on around you can affect God. God is God anyway and every time. So what goes on around you could never negatively affect you. You are a child of God, and your life is a blessed life. I want to quickly show you about a man in the Bible, a young man. He fled from home about 20 years before this incident in his life. His elder brother had threatened to take his life because of something that happened between them. And so he had to flee from home. And he lived in a town far away from home called Padan Aram. And while he was in that little country, he was serving his uncle. He served his uncle for the 20 years. And after 20 years of service, he almost had nothing for it. And he realized that his life might just end up in nothing. So he decided, I probably have to go back to my father's house. Even though he fled from that place because he didn't want to lose his life, but his life wasn't much better where he was. He thought in his mind, maybe I should go back home. And while he was thinking about that, God spoke to him, talking about Jacob. God spoke to him and said, yeah, it's okay to go back home, Jacob. You know, get your things, go back home. And so he put his things together and then he thought about going back home. Now, but there was something about going back home. His brother was still there waiting for him. Anyhow, he set out on his journey to go. Maybe somehow, something will happen. He will be spared. Took his family and they set out on the journey. While he was on his way, he thought in his mind, I got some kids now. When I fled from home, I was just the only one that left. And my brother wanted to kill me. Now I'm coming back home. I heard that my brother has got a lot of bodyguards with him now. That guy, I'm not sure he forgives quickly. And what I took from him, even if he wants me to give him back, I can't even give it back to him. It's not what I can give back to him. What am I going to do? And I've got to go home. He thought about this. And he said, I got an idea. I'm going to send my servants ahead with some gifts. Maybe he will see those gifts and his mind will calm down. So he sent gifts ahead with his servants. One batch of gifts, another batch of gifts, another batch of gifts. And then he said, if by the time he receives those gifts, they don't pacify him, he still wants to kill me. What do I do next? He said, I got another idea. I will send the children of my servants. He got some children from servants. I will send them ahead. They will go in front. If anything is going to happen, let it happen with these ones first. Let it happen with these ones first. And then, he had two wives. One he married like by accident, I can't go into the story now. He said, okay, I think I know what I'll do next. I will send the other wife, which was not the original wife I really wanted to marry. I will send that next with his children. If anything is going to happen, it happens with that one first. Then I'll send the one that I think I love more with his children. And if anything is going to happen, before it gets to this one, I could have thought of a plan B. While he was thinking that, God had his own plan. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, your plan for your life may not be good enough. God has a better plan for your life. If your plan is not going to solve the situation, if your plan is not going to make a success out of your life, relax, don't worry. God's got a better plan for you. Jacob set out on his journey and he did according to his plan, like most of us when we set out in life. Now, at the beginning of this year, which I actually started on the 31st night, I had begun to explain to you in a series that is talking about your purpose, living a purposeful life. There is a purpose for your life and you got to accomplish that purpose. If you do something else that is different from what your life is supposed to accomplish, your life may look good, but you have not been a success yet. Until you accomplish the purpose for which you were created, you have not actually become the real success that you are meant to be. I was explaining, let me give you an illustration. If I buy a truck, a semi-trailer, and all that I do with the semi-trailer is to just take my wife and my three kids to church every Sunday, has that trailer been a successful vehicle? No way. I could have done a lot better with it. Good. Some people live their life all through just doing some things, doing some little things here and there. And then at the end, they think they have been successful. But what God meant to do with their life was much bigger than what they did. In their own mind, they have been successful, not knowing that there was a greater plan for their life than what they were doing with their life. There is a special plan that God's got for your life that is bigger than the plan that you made for yourself. You are not smarter than God. You are not wiser than God. Now, when you make plans for your own life, you are usually making plans for your life according to what your strength can carry, according to the resources that is available to you. When God makes plans for your life, he doesn't make plans that is based on your strength. He doesn't make plans that is based on the resources that is available to you. He makes plans based on the strength of God at work for you. He makes plans based on the resources of God that is available to him that he's going to channel into your life. So where would you rather function in your plan or in God's plan? In God's plan. Jacob set out, he put his own plans on ground. But God was looking at him and laughing. That plan is not good enough. I've got a better plan for you. Jacob got to the point and he was still scared. All this that I got put together in 20 years, I will lose in 1 year and lose my life alone. He decided to pray. And he was praying. Genesis 32. Verse 28. Now, when you study in this chapter, this book called Genesis chapter 32, why Jacob was in this place praying and considering what he was faced up with. The Bible said, a man wrestled with him. Now, that was just a description to explain that someone came to him and this man wrestled with Jacob. Now, I will try to explain or to give you a picture of what happened. Imagine you were maybe sitting down somewhere in the middle of the night. Maybe your car broke down somewhere on M4. And you are waiting for, you don't have roadside service. And maybe not on M4. On M4, you can decide to just walk and keep walking until you get to somewhere that is good enough. Maybe on the road back from Canberra. And then there's just no hope. You try to use your phone to check, put on the battery of your phone to check the engine, to what's going on here. And before long, the battery ran out. And you don't even have any battery in your phone to make a call for someone to come and help you or pick you out of there. And you are stranded. And then you decide, okay, I will just sit down by this car, by the side of the car, and just take a nap, sleep till the morning. In the morning, I'll wake up and I'll try to wave somebody to stop to help me. If I try this night, nobody's going to wait. I'll do it in the morning time. And then you sit down by the car and just to sleep off and take a nap. And then you suddenly just realize somebody is sitting next to you. What are you going to do? You're going to, hey, am I correct? Good. Jacob was in this lonely place in the night. He has sent everybody away. And suddenly he realized somebody was with him. Hey! And there's this stranger. He didn't know who this stranger was. You know, when you are thinking some hard things and suddenly something happens, fear comes into your mind. Whether this was his brother Esau that suddenly came here, he wasn't sure. So he decided to fight for his life. And a fight burst between him and this guy. But soon, Jacob realized that the guy he was wrestling with was not an ordinary man. There was something about this guy. When I try to turn him and throw him over, there is a way his legs come back on the ground again. There is something about this guy. He's not ordinary. Then instead of just fighting him to win an ordinary fight, Jacob decided, I think I got to get something from this man. At a point, the man said, I think I'm tired of this fight. Can I go? He said, you're not going. Why? I think you are not an ordinary man. Can I get something from you? What do you want? I need you to bless me. He said, no, I didn't come here to bless you. I need to go. He said, no, you're not going nowhere. He grabbed him. Let me go. He said, you're not going. Until you bless me, you are not going anywhere. I will tell you about Jacob so that you can understand what is going on here. Jacob is somebody that understands spiritual blessings. Anywhere Jacob sees blessing, he collects it very quickly. Do you know what blessing means? Blessing is an empowerment that makes things to work for you even when it is not working for other people. That's what blessing is. When blessing of God is upon your life, nothing can stop your peace and progress. When Jacob was still a very little boy, was a young man, he was making porridge, some food to eat because he was very hungry. And then his elder brother came and said, ah, Jacob, you're making food. He said, yes, I'm very hungry. I want to eat some food. He said, me too, I'm hungry. He said, so what do we do? He said, well, we can strike a deal. That's Jacob talking. We can strike a deal. I'll give you this food. You give me your birthright. I'll become your senior. So Jacob gave his elder brother food and collected his brother's birthright. He became his brother's senior. He himself was hungry. It didn't matter. Because he understood the value of spiritual blessings. He knew what it means when you are the senior. So all his life, he knew what it means to be blessed. When his father was going to bless his elder brother, Jacob came before his brother arrived and pretend to be the senior brother. And he said, okay, father, bless me. I'm my senior. I'm Esau. Are you sure you are Esau? He said, I'm Esau. Can't you say I'm Esau? He said, but your voice sounds like Jacob. He said, don't worry about my voice. Just bless me. I'm Esau. At the end of the day, his father blessed him, thinking that he was Esau. And here he was standing before this guy. He thought this guy must be an angel of God. He said, you're not going to go. I need you to bless me. They wrestled all night until the angel asked him. The angel was actually God himself. The angel asked him, What's your name? Jacob. Your name is Jacob? He said, yes. Do you know the meaning of Jacob? He said, yes, I do. Jacob means swindler, liar, fraudster. He said, that's the meaning of your name. He said, I knew. And how has your name been? Your life been? My life has been like that. Then he said, and you want me to bless you? He said, yes. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. My name is Jacob, with me swindler, a fraudster. But this guy wants a blessing from God. You can't be a fraudster and be blessed of God. Doesn't work. God said, I knew what blessing to put on this guy. Let's go to the next verse, verse 28. And he said, God said unto Jacob, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. Brothers and sisters, what God did to Jacob to bless him and change his life was to release words upon his life. He didn't give anything physically. He released words upon his life. I want to release God's word upon you today. As you are hearing me, every day your life is going to move forward and upward. You are going to make progress and you are going to be irresistible. You will be victorious in every area of your life. No sickness will find itself in your home. No disease can attach itself to your body. In the name of Jesus, health is yours. In the name of Jesus, you will prosper every step of the way. Hallelujah. He said, for as a prince, he called him Israel. What is the meaning of Israel? Israel means prince. He said, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men. Now, when he said, but Israel, your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. That is where the whole thing actually finished. Now, when you see a colon, what is said after the colon is an explanation of what was said before the colon in English language. So, what God said to Jacob actually finished at the naming of Israel. What was said after the colon is an explanation of what he told him before the colon. So he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. And he's explaining why he called him Israel. He says, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men. So God was telling him, Jacob, your name is no longer going to be Jacob. Your name is now Israel. I have made you a prince. And when I say you are a prince, it doesn't just mean a prince of an earthly kingdom. No, it's beyond that. I have made you a prince. You have now authority. You have a say in the spirit realm. At the words of your mouth, angels will come to command. He said, as a prince, you have power with Elohim. And I explained to you what Elohim meant before. Elohim means the realm to which the gods belong. That same realm, angels belong in there. So he said, as a prince, you now have authority, you have power, you have a say in the realms of the spirits. The words of your mouth will command angels. That's why you hear me say, I could never be broke one day of my life, because I belong in that realm too. God didn't name Jacob Israel just because of Jacob. He named Jacob Israel because Jacob was the one that was carrying the seed that was to be born later on. And that seed is called the seed of Abraham. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, it says that seed is not plural like in many descendants. It's about one singular descendant, one singular child that was going to be born. And that seed, that child is Christ. And in Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, it says, if ye be Christ, if you are a Christian, you are that seed of Abraham that the Bible has been talking about.
So when God was blessing Jacob, he wasn't blessing Jacob because of the ordinary guy Jacob, because Jacob was even a lazy guy. So it wasn't because of Jacob that God was pronouncing that blessing on Jacob. He was pronouncing that blessing on Jacob because of the seed that Jacob was carrying, which is Christ and you and I. So that blessing of being called a prince, it was actually us who at that time was still inside Jacob in the realms of the spirit that God was pronouncing that blessing on. We belong to the prince realm. I am a prince with God. My words have power in the realms of the spirits. Now listen, don't make a mistake to think it's because I'm a pastor. No. If you are a Christian, your words have power in the realms of the spirits. You have heard my testimony in 1995. When I heard Reverend Tom teach that as a Christian, you should not be sick in your body. I said, really? I said, now I know. I got home and I began to release words. I said, Satan, it's you that have been making me sick all this. Why? I said, from today, stop it. You don't dare eat no more. Don't ever try to make me sick anymore. And then I realized, never again will I be sick in my life. That is 1995. For 25 years now, I've not had need for a single paracetamol. And I went everywhere telling everybody. I went to my brother. I said, you know what? I'm never going to be sick again one day of my life. I went to my sister. I said, you know what? I'm never going to be sick again one day of my life. I went to the next one. I said, guess what? I am never going to be sick again one day of my life. And as I was saying it, my words were being released into the realms of the spirit with power. In my life, you begin to release words. You think that that's a joke. No, power is being released now into the realms of the spirit. And when I discovered that it is not God's will for any Christian to be poor, I said, what? I will never be poor in my life. I refuse. And then I began to declare, I will never be broke, not one day of my life. And as I'm saying it, brothers and sisters, guess what is happening? These angels in the realms of the spirit, they get into action. That guy, the prince in the realms of the spirit, has said he will never be broke. If the money is going down, they quickly went to look for money to channel into my account. Now, I remind you again. Don't make the mistake to think it's because I'm a pastor. No, we are all children of God. You need to know who you are and the life of God that you have been called into. The Bible says we have been called into a life of glory and virtue. A life of glory should not be a life of defeat. A life of glory is a life that you walk tall. You show up in a place, they know that, yeah, this guy, God has blessed this one. The grace of God is at work in this guy's life. That is your calling. God called you into a life of glory and virtue. There is a purpose for your life. It's bigger than what you thought. It's bigger than what your parents may have told you. It's bigger than what your brothers or your sisters or your uncles may have told you. It's bigger than what the country or the society may have told you. God's dream for your life is the life of glory and virtue. And the good thing is this, until God's purpose for your life is accomplished, God never gives up. Everybody can give up on you. They think that you have failed, but not God. He never gives up. He said, for as a prince, has thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. That word there, has prevailed, is Old King James English. In modern English means, has already prevailed. So what God was saying about you and about me is that it doesn't matter the challenges you are going to face in life. You are already a victor. Before you arrive at that challenge, you are the winner already. Challenges may appear. Different situations may come up. You lose your job. The business went down. You lose a contract. It doesn't matter. You feel some pain in your body. It just does not matter what challenge you are going to face. Whether in your family, in your finances, in your academics, in your business, in your job. It doesn't matter the challenge you are going to face tomorrow. God is saying you already prevailed before the challenge came. So when the challenge show up, smile. You know that you are a winner. You are a winner, brother. You are a winner, my sister. Irrespective of what the devil tries to do, you are born a winner. When you know that you are a victor, you smile all the time. You are always glad. Challenges may come. You say, you turn your back at the challenge and you smile all the way. I like to praise God every day of my life. Our life is a life of glory. All all through the year. We have won before the year started. We are winners all the way. Go ahead and give him thanks. Every day of the year, you are a winner. Your health is bursting forth. Your finances is coming afloat. Every day of the year, you are a winner already. Irrespective of what happens, it does.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.